So this week it's a special podcast with just me, Laura, and it's going to be an interesting one. So let's do this. Hello. Yes, this is a special podcast with just me. I'm going to be very honest in this one. So there are going to be some warnings here. I am going to talk about intrusive thoughts. I'm going to talk about eating issues, and I'm going to talk about, well, we're talking about stress awareness. So I guess I'll just give you guys a second to decide whether you want to stay on. Are you still with me? Okay. April is Stress Awareness Month. Now, you'll be seeing loads of stuff flying on your socials, but you might have noticed that ours have been quite quiet recently. As you know, at the charity, nobody gets paid, and we work with volunteers, and we work full-time jobs as well, the people that work at the charity, including moi. We are really lucky to have help from some Cardiff University students, and it's thanks to her, lovely, lovely Emily, that we have had any social media going out this month so far. So Stress Awareness Month is very apt. On the 25th of March, I was made aware that there was a chance. And when I say chance, I mean I was going to be made redundant. On the 26th, I had my first consultation meeting, and my mental health spiral started. I went into practical mode, and I did everything that I needed to, and I contacted every recruitment agency. I reached out to all my contacts from my previous life as a freelancer, and just didn't feel good. I cried. I struggled. But then there was some light. I was offered an interview for the following week. So it was Easter, so there was a 4-day weekend, which was a blessing and a curse because I couldn't do anything, but also I couldn't do anything. And we went and we spent some time at my lovely in-laws, which are on a farm in Scotland, and they made sure I ate, and I spent a lot of time outdoors, which was fantabulous and possibly the best thing for me. I then came home. I wasn't very well, and I didn't get the job from that interview. Oh, what I missed was on the 2nd of April, I got told that my last day was the 2nd of May. Yeah. I got really sick. I got really sick physically. My stress and anxiety physically manifest themselves in migraines and stomach issues. And I had those. I stopped eating because my stomach hurt so much. I physically couldn't eat. The smell of food made me feel sick. And it got pretty bleak. It got pretty dark and horrible, and I wasn't me. Now, shout out here to Henry, my lovely, awesome husband. He can't hear me recording this, so, and he probably won't listen, so that's why I'm going to be nice about him. He at times cradled me like a baby when I was spiraling. He at times forced me to get up. He also looked after and made sure that the kids were good, because most of this was going on during half term. Now, I was still working at this time. I am still working for my current employer. And I do. I finish on the 2nd of May, and that's fine. And I've got something else lined up, and it's going to be fine. But the reason I wanted to do this podcast, and I know it's just short, but this happens to people all the time. Stress Awareness Month was my worst mental health probably since my initial breakdown. Henry said to me that he was desperate for me to go to the doctors. He wanted them to review my meds, see if I could, have them put up. And with certain things that were going on in my head, the day that I got told I was going to get my new role, I think I would have had to gone to the doctors because it was a pretty bad place to be in my head. This happens to people in May, in June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, and March, not just April. And whatever their trigger may be, it's just as valid as whatever mine was. And how and why I want to talk about this is I really pride myself on being honest with you guys. I've not been sharing stuff on Instagram, not even sharing memes, because I completely stopped interacting with the outside world. I barely spoke to my parents. I physically couldn't communicate with anyone. I hated my phone. I hated social media. I hated people talking to me, caring, reaching out, because I couldn't find the words. I didn't want to find the words. I didn't want to be. I didn't feel like I was contributing in any way, shape, or form. And it's weird to say this out loud because I'm a lot better. I've been laughing. I'm eating slowly but surely again. It's taking my body a while to recover from the crap that my brain put it through, and then obviously subsequent physical aspects of that. But I am getting there. I didn't have my meds upped. That doesn't mean I shouldn't have. And that's not me saying that if you're going through something you shouldn't, you totally should go see your GP if you need to. I mean, they're superheroes. But the one thing I would say is keep talking to the people around you or your safe person. I kept talking to Henry, and I know he didn't like some of the stuff I said. And that's because he loves me. The stuff that my brain was telling me wasn't necessarily true. And he didn't just love me, he believes in me. And that's really important. To have people around you. Sorry, that suddenly hit me a little bit because this is a bit of a truth bomb. Saying it out loud is I'm hearing it, and I'm hearing it for not the first time, possibly the first time. Where I'm saying it to someone that's not Henry. And that's weird. Like, I'm putting this out there. My kids could listen. Hey guys, you probably are. But they lived through it, so they knew Mum was ill. Boy, was I ill. But it's not a weakness to be ill. It's not a weakness to feel like there's no way out, because there is a way out. There is light at the end of that tunnel. And by damn, you have this. Because if I'm still standing, there is no reason why any of you can't stand. And if you need someone to talk to, reach out to us. We've got you. So look, this was short. Short and sweet, like me. She says, wiping her tears. But sometimes what needs to be said needs to be said. So you will notice that we will start to have some more Instagram stories and some fun quotes and some randomness that comes out of my head. But sometimes it's good to just pause and enjoy the quiet. And sometimes you need to just switch off everything. Gosh, what a happy ending, eh? But there is a happy ending. I'm good. I'm laughing. I'm playing with the kids. I'm starting to feel happy again. And that's the whole point. Thank you for bearing with me in this download. This I felt was really important because we're all about truth and real stories. And this is my truth of what's been happening recently. Next week, you will have a podcast that was recorded back in the start of December that just never made it across yet. So I'm looking forward to you hearing that one, as that was a fun conversation. But please look after yourselves. And remember, you're not alone. You've got this.